So, the news is that Titley, Paul Titley, who came with us to America, our competition winner, recently was, he was judging a Miss Wet T-shirt competition.
Mm.
He's now hit the big time. He's trying to work his way down. No, I can't say that. He's trying to work his way down to dates. Titley, he should be a star behind the bar, shouldn't he? And he was judging it. How do we find out about this, by the way?
He emailed in to tell me.
All right, okay. His ego's getting bigger than Spoonies. Titley's side of the story is a friend of a friend of a friend heard him on Chris's show and asked him to appear at the club he runs at the Athena in Telford. He couldn't say no and let him down. The deal was free beer and judge the Miss Wet T-shirt contest.
So Titley's out for the lads.
So he was asked to appear at the club. armed with his Super Soaker 2000 and with some help from his mates Chris and Si with watering cans, they drunkenly did their duty. So there are some photos here of the Miss Wet T-shirt competition, and can I just say, certain women who are that ugly should not be allowed out in the streets after a certain time of the evening. They scare the kids. Some of the photos here, I mean, I don't have names of anybody, but there's one woman here looks like she can kill you with her bare hands. And, which one won? The one on the...
Certainly not the one on the left. Jesus.
I think it's fair to say that she obviously dines every night on Win-A-Lot, this one. And it says the one on the right one. And there's pictures of them pouring water and squirting the girls. How sexist is this? Sexist. Do you think
this I'm amazed that this thing still goes on in the year 2002.
Here we are trying to get away. I mean, I'm trying to get away from this sexist type thing. Mind you, I've got to say, she's got cracking knockers. Sorry, you had seen that coming. Yeah. It's just a joke. It's a jokey line. Okay, and there's Paul squirting one of the girls. And, oh dear, look at that. She's not backward in coming forward, is she?
Not, is she?
Not at all.
Was she the winner?
Well, I don't know. She should be in my eyes. Mind you, she stood anywhere near you, should be in your eyes, wouldn't she?
Are you sure they're real?
Well, it said,
I don't think that's important.
The one on the right one, it says. The one on the right of what picture? There's 10 pictures. Her? She's a bit chunkier, though, isn't she? I mean, not only can you see, you know, her breast, but you can also see her big fat belly as well. So I don't know which one is that. Did she win? Is that her? Is that the same girl there?
Let's have a look.
Is it? She winner.
Oh, she looks all right there, actually.
Yeah, certainly better than the one on the left.
Yeah, that's true. But, who's this one there? Look at that one there. She's got a certain look about her, hasn't she?
She has.
Don't know what that look is. But nice, anyway. Yeah. Yeah.
She's forward, isn't she?
Certainly is. Part of her walks in the room, 30 seconds before the rest of her body does. Yeah. By the look of that photograph. I'm thinking, Dave, this could be a good gig for Dave Vitti Management, right?
Do you think so?
Lizzie, judging Miss Wet T-shirt contest.
Either that or I sign up Titley. You know, and expand my roster.
And there's a photo of Paul with all the girls pulling up their wet T-shirts. Now, I tell you, what kind of girls are these? And do you have the number, Paul? Unbelievable. Oh, let's do a quick fire tire rise. After three, everyone pull your tops up and shout, Titley! Oh, how degrading. I'm intrigued by that photo there. I don't know what it is. I think it's just the angle.
It's the lighting, I think, isn't it? Well, the way the lights shine off
her hair. And she won that one there.
Mm-hmm.
Lord. Look at that. Seriously. Looks like she's got two frogs in a tiny pair of socks.
Mm.
Anyway. What, Lizzie? Ah, Lizzie, you're just jealous. Unbelievable. Is it really come that one on the left?
Don't you think she looks...
Can't believe that one on the left.
I think she looks like a cross between... A cross between the woman on the Wyclef advert. You know the Wyclef Mama Needs Love? And she also looks a little bit like Mel Smith.
Oh, do you know what I think? Well, look at that picture of her.
Titley gave me a rather amusing anecdote.
Did he cop off with any of them?
No, he was saying that the girl who came last took it very well. She said, well, I'm not surprised. My breasts aren't looking that good. I only gave birth 8 days ago.
Oh, jeez. God. I think I feel sick.
That was his best antidote.
Hey, listen, do you know we did thongs of praise?
Yeah.
Can we do wet t-shirts of praise?
Unlikely, I think.
Why?
Because I don't think they'd go for it. They'd probably think it was prehistoric.
Jess, as a sophisticated woman,
right,
would that, you wouldn't find that sexist, would you?
Not at all, no.
But it's open to blokes as well.
But surely it should extend a bit further down than just t-shirts.
Okay, what, what, Miss Wet Socks Contest?
Is this another one of your opportunity knockers kind
no,
of schemes?
No, Dave. Right, here to judge the Miss Wet T-shirts, star of Radio 1, Paul Titley!